This is the Polytechnicast. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Stenzinger, and well, I do design and coding in a couple of capacities for game development and user experience design. And then I like to do, you know, visual storytelling and other stuff that's all, I mean, it all really blurs and intersects in lots of fun and interesting ways. So, which is one of the reasons why I like to do this kind of reflecting on the stuff I work on. And, well, especially during this special month of the creative challenge called Art Sound Off, where that's a thing where Jersey Drozd, a friend of mine, and I, we challenged ourselves and, of course, anyone else who wants to join in to come do this kind of thing. And share it, don't share it, but if you do, you can do so with the hashtag ArtSoundOff and see the other stuff that people are sharing. Because it's fun. It's fun to hear like this behind the scenes thing. At least I think so. Today is a, I'm not sure. Because, well, it's a good day for me, yet sometimes it's, many days in the life, I have, you know, plenty of time and attention I put toward my day job and sometimes administrative things related to my house or vehicle, and then family. So and actually all three of those things really define most of my day so far. And that's like really, really most of my day, since waking up until here we are at 8:46 p.m. Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, when I'm recording this. And I can't complain. It's a great life. There's a lot of fun things I get to do. Yet in this capacity of, okay, here's an art journal to dig into. This is one of the reasons why I take, you know, big hiatuses from the Polytechnicast. Yet the cadence of over the course of like days and weeks, plenty of things come up to talk about on my occasional podcasts or the weekly ones, but every day, that's a rough one because, honestly, I did squeeze in a little bit of time here and there. So I noticed somehow that, Clip Studio Paint is now available on iPad, and I mean, between me being surprised that I didn't hear about it and wondering how long has this been out, reading the product page for their, the web-facing app store description of this app. And if you're not familiar, Clip Studio Paint was Manga Studio. It is essentially this conceptual combining of both Illustrator and Photoshop capabilities. And overall at a lower price point, then wrapped in a special set of affordances and focuses where it's meant for making comics. You can do other stuff with it, of course, but like it's just, you know, extra awesome when your task is to write a comic or to draw a comic. And this tool is totally set up to deal with like word balloons and panels and like natively in the app. You're not like having to invent that idea and use layers and stuff to mean that it has layers, but like that anyway, it's, and I guess I'm sort of painting with a blurry brush too, a little bit, because thinking of different versions back, it, some layers were actually specifically for word balloons and stuff. And honestly, it's been a little bit since I've actually used it to some depth. And of course today I opened it up and just said, wow, this exists. What are their terms? What's the cost? And it looks like it's $9 a month. That's a lot. That's a lot for one app. I don't know. Interesting. Awesome app. But like, and it, my first impression, it looks like they did a pretty good job, but I don't know. That's so I looked at it long enough where I've got some head scratching to do and think about that. And it's, they give you a 6-month trial as long as you sign up before December 20th, I think, of 2017. And so it'll be cool. I'll poke at it at sometime in the next 6 months. Let's see, other things that were on my mind today besides it was, you know, it's really just a doing life stuff kind of day. Everything went pretty easy My car repair stuff. I had a loaner car, no big deal. Nothing even fun or interesting, excuse me, or interesting to highlight with that. It's just mundane life logistics and whatnot. Oh, it was fun. I played Dragon Ball Z Monopoly with my wife and daughters when I got home from the day. That was fun. So what else? Life between project time. This is, I mean, so the bigger topic for me, which I won't even have, I won't spend too much time on right now, is this practice of I'm deeply attached and excited and super intensely passionate about the side projects I work on, my podcasts, and I'm working on a game and comic where that's a hybrid project. I've got a couple other mini game things I'm working on. It's awesome. I love it. Absolutely. Every bit of my being. And, yet it's, you know, these are side passion projects. They're not really bill paying things. I do earn a little bit, and it's really nice and exciting and encouraging to earn from, the games I've put out. And, and, you know, a couple months back, I did a bunch of work on Guitar Fretter and This Panda Needs You to get it out to more platforms. You know, some minor changes to the artwork and the code, but then all sorts of, you know, hoops and logistics to get it out. And nothing but the sweat of, you know, going through that work gets it, you know, gets this product into the stores. So that just had to be done. I wanted it to be done. But then that, you know, the time I have to put into this is small. And so, well, really bearing the lead on this, one thing I've been practicing is just dealing with this, the emotional ride of, yeah, I'm working on this project and I'm so excited and I love it. And it's like, well, and I really want to make sure I'm getting better sleep than I have in past years. So time to wind down, time to switch gears. And then looking back saying, oh my gosh, I'm not making that much project progress as I have been used to. And even that was not as much as I would prefer. So one of the biggest things I've been working on is just being all right with that. This is, those projects still nourish my life and I make progress and they'll come out into the world as I can make it so. But me fretting about it is not going to help. Me not getting sleep is not going to help. So that kind of thing is, it's a practice. So I guess that goes right in parallel with, you know, here's a day that is defined by all that stuff. Oh, and I, of course, I did a really light, rough draft of show notes for tomorrow's Lean Into Art podcast. So a little bit of, you know, touching those projects and being, yeah, all right. But here I am going to put out this podcast and then I'm shifting gears. I'm going to go play a game, I think. And, you know, I'm taking the long view and working for sustainability instead of, urgent bursting, progress. So overall it's going okay. And, I'm still having fun. And that's my update for today. And, if you have any, you know, thoughts, reactions, love to chat about it, that's all right. So you can hit me up on Twitter where I am at Rob Stenzinger and via email. I am rob.stenzinger@stenzingersoftware.com. Thank you very much for listening.